Say after me, 2015,
Thy kingdom come
on earth,
Thy will be done
as it is in heaven.
God's plan is to make sure that the kingdom will come.
Yes.
Increase kingdom governance will bring kingdom increase.
Yes.
When kingdom increase is just going to become a phenomenal feature. Beginning 2012, beginning November 2012 was 7 years of plenty. That means say we have 5 more years to go. But plus another 2 years, if I make a mistake, another 2 years of God's blessing on our lives. Are you listening?
Yes.
The years of plenty. But in the years of plenty, you must prepare for the lean years. Joseph set aside 20% in the year of plenty to prepare for the lean year, 7 lean years. That means to say, in the year of plenty, you eat only 80%, not spend 120. Because you have to preserve a people. That's why 2015 is an important year. It's a year that you and I need to come to a realization. The kingdom governance must increase.
Yes.
Say after me, kingdom governance,
must increase in my life.
God's rule,
over my life,
and over everything that I do,
must become established.
He must become the counselor,
the prince of peace.
He must become the everlasting Father.
He must be the source of my life.
The governor of my life.
He must be the one
that guides me,
rules my mind,
rules my thoughts.
He must be the one
who speaks in my mind.
God must help me.
So that the thoughts of my mind
are restrained,
aligned,
adjusted
to what God is saying.
When God's governance increase,
kingdom increase
will be upon my life.
All things
that the heathen are looking for
will be given to me.
What they sought for
cannot come to them
because they have not received the kingdom.
But we have received a kingdom,
and there is no end
to His government.
When the increase of His government takes place,
kingdom increase
will manifest.
The greater dimensions,
extraordinary dimensions
of Christ will be revealed.
When that happens,
I'll see Him in a way
that I've never seen Him before.
God is going to give me a fresh revelation.
Like the disciples
in the boat,
when they saw the storms in the sea,
they did not see Him.
They saw only the storms.
And fear gripped their hearts.
The perceptions of our life
can be marred because we see the wrong things.
The perceptions of our mind
can cause us to react wrongly.
But Jesus stood up.
He stopped the wind and the waves.
And they say, what kind of a man is this?
That even stops the wind and storms.
The same will happen to me.
Christ is in my life.
He is in my heart.
He is in my mind.
But I have never seen Him the way I'm going to see Him.
But when I see Him
the way I should see Him,
then the storms will stop.
The waves will stop.
The wind will stop.
My struggle is not the storm.
My struggle is not seeing Him.
Lord, will touch my
eyes
to see the Christ in my boat.
When I see Him,
I know what I have.
In Him is all things.
In Him is all completeness.
When I work with Him
and labor with Him,
all things will come to
fulfillment.
There will be no end
to the increase of His government.
He will take over my storms.
He will take over my wind.
He will take over
everything that is going to swallow me up.
Because I see Him,
my life will be changed.
I'll be like the disciples
in the boat,
saying about the same man,
what kind of a man he
is. 2015
is the beginning
of a fresh revelation
of God in my life.
I'll see Him,
hear Him,
know Him
in the way
I have never known Him before.
I will also walk up the Mount
Transfiguration.
I'll see Him
in all His glory,
in all His power.
The kingdom will manifest.
The power of God will manifest.
Light and glory will manifest.
I'll see things connecting
because I see Him.
Moses and Elijah
will be talking.
Scriptures will come alongside
one another,
line upon line.
This book will match the other
book.
Daniel will speak
concerning
Revelation.
Revelation will begin to explain
Daniel.
Books will intertwine.
I'll see Him on that mountain.
That He is a king.
And He carries all the glory.
The devil has nothing to offer.
Because I've seen a greater glory.
It's in the face of Christ.
I see His glory.
And it's manifested before my eyes.
Satan has nothing to offer.
Because I've seen Him,
and He is glorious.
I've seen Him,
He is fullness.
I've seen Him,
He is full of brightness.
He is all that I need.
I'll walk in that pathway.
I'll listen to Him,
because scriptures are going to speak
one with another.
Psalms will explain.
So
all the wisdoms of Solomon.
And one book will explain the other.
Ezra, Nehemiah.
Haggai, Zechariah.
Will all fall in place.
The book of Acts.
The epistles.
Will all come alive.
I'll see the glory
of God in the face of Christ.
And the word of God
will fall in place.
I believe
this is my year.
Take your hands up in the heavens.
I believe.
I believe
this is my year.
Christ will be revealed.
I will see
Him
in all His fullness.
Nothing will prevent my eyes
from seeing Him,
hearing Him.
Eyes have not seen,
ears have not heard,
neither has it entered into the heart.
But the Holy Spirit
will reveal this
more and more every day.
The heavens are going to open,
the spirit realm is going to open,
communion is going to be restored,
and the whole aspect of the covenant will be explained.
I will understand
why God called me.
I'll understand
God's greater purpose
and how I fit into all this.
I am part of God's plan.
I am part of God's plan.
2015.
2015.
Christ reveal.
Christ reveal.
Church reform.
Church reform.
City reveal.
City reveal.
I am praying thy kingdom come on earth.
Thy will be done on
earth. As it is in heaven. Amen. Let me go to the second session this morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
This will help recap so that you know what is happening. Are you listening?
Yes.
A lot of things are going to be centered upon Christ's revelation.
Yes.
Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father was in heaven.
Yes.
When that revelation flow comes to take place in your life, then the Spirit of revelation and wisdom will become your portion in the knowledge of Him. Say after me, in the knowledge of Him. Book of Daniel. Say Christ reveal.
Christ reveal.
Church reform.
Church reform.
City reveal.
City reveal.
Go to Daniel chapter 2. This is the vision of Nebuchadnezzar. The head of that statue was made of fine gold, its breast and its arm of silver, its belly and its thigh of bronze, its legs, in verse 33, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You continued looking looking until a stone was cut out without hands from heaven, and it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, the gold were crushed all at the same time and became like chaff from the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away so that there's not a trace of them found. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Are you listening?
Yes.
Verse 44. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all this kingdom, but it itself will endure forever. This is a stone that God is going to cut from the heavens. And the stone is Christ. I said the stone is Christ. That's why if you look at 2015, the banner on 2015 is Christ manifesting. Christ, we see Him coming forth from the heavens like as though we have never seen Him before. A fresh new revelation. He is that stone. He is the representative of that stone kingdom. The kingdom there is no end. The increase of His government, there will be no end. The increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. And He will continue from where He left off in the life of David. And to take not only the nation of Israel back to its destiny, but also to take the Gentiles back to their destiny. That's why nations are standing in the valley of decision at this moment. Are you listening? Everywhere people are deciding. Elections are the name of the game. Politics is the name of the game. Everybody is wanting to make decision. Now is the right time for us to change policies, so that we can change nations. Now is the time to speak. Now is the time to speak kingdom transformation. Because when that happens, the stone kingdom will hit the earth. Are you listening? The Bible says the statue of gold, silver, bronze, all a part of the old kingdom, all crush at the same time. The government of the earth are the weakest at this moment. Are you listening?
Yes.
They are the weakest at this moment. They are made of iron and clay.
Yes.
They are trying to combine whatever the whole governments together. Nobody knows the answer. Nobody knows the answer. I think you have to stay with me. We are married for life. Governments are doing patchwork. They have no answer. They're marrying that it cannot be married. It's called the marriage of convenience. They're having all kinds of bedfellows, sleeping partners. Join this, even if the ideology is not the same. They just want to have peace. Fragile alliance. That is the feet of iron and clay. But God is going to destroy it. Now is the best time to invade the nations. There's no strong power. Any government, any nation can be taken. Nothing is strong. Not like the Roman Empire. You were so strong, you could not shake it. If you said anything wrong in Jerusalem, they will arrest you and put you in Rome. That's how strong they were. But now governments are fragile. Tomorrow, the government can be left in a limbo. Obama is continually finding himself being ruled by the Senate. He won the election, but he lost the battle. He can't go where you want to go. It's like somebody trapped. Turn to the left, you knock against your people. Turn to the right, you have another company of people. You're just standing in power, standing as long as you can continue. Nations are like this, everywhere around the world. Fragile government. Almost to the point that you do not know who is going to be the winner to the last end. And most elections are rigged in many parts of the world. In so many parts of the world, the elections are rigged. Simply means somebody has been paid off behind the scene. I can speak for my friend in Nigeria. I can speak for all the African continent, Asian continent too. Corruption is different in so many different ways. Some corruption is visible, others are not. They are invisible. Corruption doesn't need to be visible. It is decay and decline. Are you listening? The kind of corruption you have in developed nations is different from the undeveloped nations. Undeveloped nations, the officials are corrupt. Developed nation, corruption is official. They are more and more smarter thieves. The dumb thieves are those who look into the CCTV. Hi, Grandma. These are the dumb ones who get caught. But the ones that are crooked are the ones who have used their education to siphon out money from somebody's account without going to the bank. These bank robbers are more intelligent. But they are not just intelligent, they are educated. Are you listening? That's why it's important for you to remember something is about to happen. The stone is cut without hands. And that stone will become a mountain and fill the whole earth. Are you listening? And as it fills the whole earth, God will set up His kingdom. Why didn't God set up the kingdom when He first came? There's only clash. Then it became a mountain. Then it spread the whole earth. God said, I'm going to set up the kingdom. That's why the Great Commission is the clear indication that God is going to set up the kingdom. When Jesus said to us, go into all the world and take every domain, influence every city, every nation, every generation, that is the time that He wants to set up His kingdom. Are you listening? It's not for us to say yes or no. It's the King's command. The King says so. It's not whether you're capable or not. Are you listening? Patrick, how old are you? 28. He's not even 30. Soon he'll become the mayor. Soon in the pathway. Whether you like it or not, this is our course. All the apostles were below 30. They shook the world. The only two old people were Jesus and Peter. They had to pay taxes. And they paid taxes in style. Fish it from the mouth of the fish. I wish I can pay tax like that too. When I look at the fish aquarium, I see which one carries the gold coin. So every time you need to pay taxes, go to the aquarium, pick a fish, and send it to the IRS. They won't know the joke. I want you to write some important things down. Number one, the stone was cut without hands. Number two, the stone struck the statue. You need to explain this to your people, so you need to write this down. Number three, the stone which is Jesus Himself became a great mountain. Number three, the stone became a great mountain. That's why the true preaching of the apostolic gospel frightens every nation. If you're truly apostolic, are you listening?
Yes.
If you're truly apostolic and prophetic, what you carry will frighten every devil. Because it's an invasion of a stone coming down, hitting the weakest point. It's not only going to hit and crush it, but it's going to have capacity to become a mountain. It will take its place. Are you listening? Mountain will take its place. You cannot say to this mountain, be removed, because this mountain did not come to be removed. It came to stay. There's no faith in the world that can stop this, because the kingdom is impregnable. That's why we have received a kingdom in Hebrews chapter 12. We have received a kingdom. And you don't understand that God has already positioned you to stay. Stop asking silly questions. Am I capable? You are not. But if God positioned you, He'll give you all the grace that is sufficient. Do you have all the answers? No. But do you have a place? Yes. It was while Joseph was talking to Pharaoh that God gave him wisdom. He interpreted the 7 years of plenty and the 7 lean years. And in the midst of that, the wisdom of God continued. And He said, this is what you must do. And Pharaoh saw the Spirit of God in Joseph. The world can see what is heavenly, what is earthly. The kings of the earth, they have seen all kinds of things. They've seen the spirits of darkness move in their magicians. But when they see the Spirit of God move in your life, they're going to know who you are. They're going to respond to you. I said the stone will become a great mountain. It will take its place. Please remember, you cannot go and change the political arena. You cannot change the world around about you if you don't understand what I'm talking about. You're not sent from church alone. The church is given the message of the kingdom. It's not just the people in this house sending you. You're a kingdom delegate. And everywhere you go, you pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. when the Spanish king sent an armada fleet of ships into the Philippines to conquer Philippines, he was not there in the Philippines. The ship went in his name and became the Spanish colony for 400 years. Are you listening?
Yes.
When they went to, I think it was the Spanish who went to Mexico. They took everything out of Mexico, all the gold, all the inheritance, all the things that was left for generations to come. They took everything. Are you listening? God is sending us to this world. He doesn't have to come as it's been mandated. We are sent in His name.
Amen.
That's what apostolic is all about. Apostolic is not mega churches.
Yes.
It's the churches that will do the assignment.
Yes.
Some God is giving churches assignment to do, not just ambition to fulfill. I want to start 20 churches, 100 churches. What good is it if all of them are weak and they cannot take territories? They can only gain one people. 20 people, 30 people, 50 people. Even if all the 100 churches attend 100 people each, you have not touched the world. Because you have chosen a wrong assignment. We have to turn the church into the kingdom force. Are you listening?
Yes.
To make sure that they become kingdom. That's why the stone must become a mountain.
Yes.
Begin to establish government. Number 4, the stone mountain fill the whole earth. It will not stay static. It has changed the environment. It must fill the whole earth. It must spread. That's why after God save you, heal you, deliver you, He must use you. God has made too much investment into me to send me to heaven. He need me here. He need you here. Why would God put so much things into you and quickly take home? That's the reason why a lot of you don't understand. God put so much investment in us, not for us to fool around in services. I'm not saying church must not have service. It is for a purpose. Like this conference is for a purpose. But we're not going to sit down in here forever. Only 5 days. And then we are gone. It's for equipping, empowering so that we can get the job done. The whole earth must be filled with what starts with the mountain. That's why a lot of domains are still contaminated and corrupt. Because the church has no, doesn't have the ingredient to go and change policies. Education arena. If you go into education and take stock and barrel of what they have and import it into the church will become another educational institution just like the world. We have not changed it. We only siphon it from there to here. So the same devils that operate there will operate here. We don't have the wisdom, we don't have the understanding. We take the structure but we feel it differently. There are certain things we have to comply. It's called government compliance.
Yes. Yes.
But we use that in order to enter. But we don't use all that they have.
Yeah.
Even though we wear a Gentile garment, we are Joseph. We belong to God, not Pharaoh.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
We may be a governor, we can be a politician, we can be a leader in the corporate world, we can be a CEO, we can be somebody out there in the world, in education, whatever. We have a Gentile garment, but what is inside the garment is made by God.
Yes.
The Gentile garment allows us to connect with Pharaoh's palace. Because that's what they understand. They understand education. You talk education, they talk education.
Yeah.
But what you carry inside, they can change education, it's different. Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you clear in your mind?
Yes.
So we're not just church based, we're kingdom based. For heaven's sake, don't do Christian education, do education. Don't do Christian business, do business. There's no Christian politics, there's only called politics. Church politics, yes, I know. I heard you. I could read your thoughts. There's no such rubbish called Christian business. Business is business. You take the $100 bill, it's $100 bill. Is it Christian or non-Christian? Are you listening? Business is business. We can run it as with kingdom thought patterns. Because the outside is Gentile garments. Say Gentile garments. But inside is made out of God's fabric. Every part of your being is sewn differently. You can be a Christian and be a politician, but you don't mix that together. It's inside. Internally, there's no Christian education. There's only education. Because you cannot go and connect with the world by putting all the flags. Then they say they're Muslim education. Then the other come Hindu education. There's only one world. God's world. Every domain, every mountain they have taken, what we carry must change it. Are you listening? That's why you must be wise. You cannot enter Pharaoh's court unless you have the Pharaoh's garment. Are you listening? Number 5. The stone kingdom is the beginning of God's kingdom on earth. The stone mountain or the stone kingdom is the beginning of God's kingdom here on earth. The king came. Where did he come? Talk to me. He didn't come to Moa. He came physically to Israel. The king came and he offered to them the kingdom. The kingdom message was first offered to them. Because they were the church in the wilderness. Gave them the kingdom message. You read Matthew, it talks about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And he gave to them himself, and he gave to them the kingdom message, but they rejected the king and the kingdom message. And God is giving the kingdom and the kingdom message to another nation that will produce fruit. That's when you and I came in. But God was gracious. He started off in Jerusalem, but he didn't stop there. Because they rejected God. God didn't reject the Jews. Somebody asked me, did God reject the Jews? He did not reject anybody. They rejected him. His arms are always open to them. But they are not going to return to him until they see us carry the kingdom message. And we cannot provoke them to jealousy if you do exactly what they are doing. And you are going back to Jerusalem dancing the same dance. You think they are provoked? No, they say these people are following, Christians are following us. No reason to change. Please, for heaven's sake, I didn't say don't go to Jerusalem. Go kiss the ground, eat the soil, whatever you want to do. If you want, drink the water from from the Dead Sea. Do whatever you like, it's free country. Anyway, you paid for the price to go. You're entitled to do whatever you want. Are you listening? But the Bible tells us they are going to be provoked. How are they going to be provoked? When they come to our side and see. That we are doing what they used to do, we are doing it better.
Yes.
When we call, God comes down, the glory comes down.
Yes.
There's an order of priesthood higher than the order.
Yes.
And they see Christ. They see Christ in the temple.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they will never be provoked by the way they will see things in church. Because the church is always compromising to give in to the Jews. Don't get angry with me, you're here to learn anyway. I hope you pay your registration. You have to go back home tomorrow, you can go. I'm not here to offend anybody. This is the problem. The church is always trying to please the Jews. That's why they always feel they don't need to change. Because you are running by busloads. They're not coming to your church to see anything. You're grabbing the oil.
Yeah.
You're grabbing the pomegranate. They are sofa. Not sofa, shofar, sorry. Everything that they have, you're carrying it here. You think they are provoked? They're not provoked because you're buying everything into them.
Yeah.
You act like you have never found anything. Until you go to Jerusalem.
Oh.
Shawl. The Jews are Jews. They made all the money out of you. Mud from the Dead Sea. If anybody can make money out of the dead, it's the Jews. Everything, they know how to make some profit out of you. Christians are ignorant. That's why they're not provoked, because all of us are acting like we don't have anything. What they have has become obsolete. What we have is the authentic thing. Read Hebrews. Even the old covenant has been considered obsolete. No more blood sacrifices. Even their glorious temple is considered obsolete. And you run every end of the year hoping to get involved. Other than offering your Christ, your life, your church, new order, they'll never be provoked. Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why very few have turned. They have received Christ, but they have never really turned. They have not come all the way. It's just like the Catholics. They're charismatic, but they're Catholics. Their allegiance is still to Rome. Are you listening?
Yes.
I trust that your eyes are open.
Yes.
I'm not saying they are bad people. I'm saying they are God's people. But you know how stubborn they are? The Bible will tell you. God had to continue to reach out to them. But they must be provoked. For them to be provoked, you must carry the authentic stuff.
Yes.
You must be able to live in a new order of priesthood.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
So that when you worship, God's glory comes down.
Yes.
God's power comes down. God's grace comes down. And they see that face to face. They will never change, they will never turn until that happens. Rituals, they have more rituals than you. You think your dance is going to excite them? They know how to dance better. Are you listening? You talk about your instruments. David had 3,000 instruments. But out of all that, the stone kingdom, the kingdom was offered to them. But they refuse. So from them, from that place in Jerusalem, the church in the book of Acts, God started the manifestation of His kingdom. Peter said He is exalted at the right hand of the Father, and He has received the Holy Spirit and He has poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church. And the church will extend the kingdom from now on. That's why they sold everything that they had in order for them to go into the nations of the world. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's important, for the stone kingdom was first given to them. Are you listening?
Yes.
Number 6. The stone kingdom will put an end to other kingdoms. Strike and crush them. The stone kingdom will put an end to all other kingdoms. The kingdom of the flesh. The kingdom of self. The kingdom of man. The domain of Satan. Paul talks about the domain of darkness, not kingdom. The devil is never a king. Are you listening? He's just an illegal squatter. At the most, a gangster, thief, robber, cheat, liar. That's why the Bible says the kingdom will put an end to all other kingdoms. In verse 34, struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Listen to me, if you've been assigned in the kingdom, your very life is a threat. You're a kingdom delegate. You lifting up your hands in the middle of the street is a threat. Everything is a signal for the kingdom of heaven to manifest. You step into your office, things can happen. Because you're positioned for that task. The problem with many of us is that we go in thinking we are not ready. Because we are calculating what we have. Was David ready? No. But he ran to the battlefield.
Yes.
The only thing that provoked him was what the uncircumcised Philistine was saying. He said, are you going to mock the armies of God? I come to you and strike you in the name of God. Are you listening?
Yes.
And he took out what he had. In his swift running, he took out what he had. Are you listening? It's only in the running that God will show you what you carry. Run to battle. I say run to battle. Then all of a sudden the things that you need is in your hand. If you don't take a step of faith, the mountains will not move. But if you take a step of faith, the mountains will move. Things will get out of your territory and terrain. You run to the battlefield, God will give you precision. He threw a stone, he just sling a stone. How could he? God direct the stone in between the eye. The only place that was available for hit. The Bible says there was a man who took an arrow and shot it at random. God wanted to kill Ahab. He directed that random arrow into the heart of Ahab. If you don't take flight, God cannot give you precision. You don't run, you don't know what provisions you have. They are available. As you take it, it's coming in your hand. Left hand and right hand. You open your mouth. God said, when you open your mouth and speak, at the right time, the word will come out of your mouth. It's in the speaking that the word come out. It's not getting the word and then speaking.
Yeah.
Most of us fail out the opportunities God gives to us because we want to be more and more ready. As long as you're partnering Him, you are ready.
Yes.
You've been working with Him for a long time, you are ready.
Yes.
How long do you need to get ready? Every time it's the same struggle. Got to put an end to this.
Yes.
The kingdom will bring conflict. Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why you must be totally sold out.
Yes.
For something outside of self. You must not become a politician for yourself. Then you're just like one of them. You want to make all the money for what? You don't need it. Let me explain to you, you don't need all the money you have. I don't need all the money I have. You only need the basics. Because when you die, you're not going to carry them. Not going to carry your house, your car, your land, your property. But that was God's wisdom so that you can distribute wealth. So that you can leave a legacy behind. I'm thinking in my own mind, the next generation that is rising, they will never be able to afford houses. Especially in the city. Even if they earn $5,000 a month, they're not going to have enough to pay rent. Because property prices are increasing, rental is increasing inside the main cities. You cannot be living, you can only live in Manila if you live in a slum. Because it's so expensive, the rental is expensive, food is expensive, Jakarta, even Singapore, Colombo, is getting harder and harder. The rentals are increasing. By the time they build, they're twice the price they were first sold. It has changed 5 hands in the 2 years. And it's continually increasing. But God has to show us how to prepare the next generation. Because they cannot finance it for sure. Then what is the church going to do? It's going to penetrate the world. You have to have money. How many want to enter into politics? How many are in politics and how many want to enter into politics? Put your hands up. All together. Mom? Oh, they didn't hear what I said. I said, all those of you who are in politics and want to be in politics, put your hands up. Get your own money. Get your own money. If you really want to change the world, you have to make sure you get your own money. If you're a businessman, you can finance yourself and you can enter into it and move fast. Everything will just move out of the way. Because you use your own resources. If you put your hand in the government coffer, you become contaminated. Because there are too many looters. There are too many looters of God's of the wealth of the nation. And you'll be contaminated. That's why I make money. Don't go and try to collect government money. That's not a politician. Because you will not be able to stand and do things unless you have power to raise resources. That's why they want to be president, they have to raise funds. You want to be politician, they see the first thing that you can do is raise money. Because no money, no talk. You want to talk, you have to have money. If you don't have a string of lines of resources available that is clean, there's very little change you can, because they will try to take money out of your hands. Are you listening? That's why you want to go in, you don't be dependent on what the world has to offer to you. You have to have resources that is clean. Are you listening? I'm not saying that the world resources will not be available. But I'm saying don't depend on it. Because it's not enough. You'll be fighting with all our other politicians for the same amount of money. The government had promised sometimes four people the same amount of money and let the four fight at the same time in their own party. I hope you're living in the real world. Are you living in the real world?
Yes.
Number seven. The increase of this kingdom, there is no end. The increase of this kingdom, there will be no end. How did Jesus come from heaven into your heart? Hey, are you safe? How did Jesus, who is in the heaven, come into your heart? You open your mouth and confess. Is that right?
Yes.
You brought everything that was up there in the heavens by the power of your mouth.
Yes.
That gift of faith is given to every believer. If you confess, you shall receive. As many as receive Him, He gave them power to become children of God. That's why when you open your mouth and begin to pray, Thy kingdom come. It comes. I say to you, it comes. When you confess Jesus Christ is Lord, He came into your heart. And you know Christ is inside. That's how you have access to all the things of heaven. Thy kingdom come on earth. Thy will be done as it is in heaven. What is in heaven must be transferred into the heart. And that power is in your mouth. That's why don't contradict yourself. The word of God which we are preaching is both in your heart and in your mouth. The word of faith. Are you listening? That if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, then you result in righteousness. Are you listening?
Yes.
So with our mouth we have access. Pray in such a way, Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
That's why the increase of this kingdom, there's no end.
Yes.
And it starts by words. Say words.
Words.
It's only words. Thank you. They didn't know the secret. It's not only words. Because the word is a material. Sow to yourself in righteousness.
Amen.
Let's say you're a politician, take what God is saying about politics,
yep.
Sow it into your heart.
Amen.
What He's saying about education, sow it into your hearts.
Amen.
You start creating kingdom resource.
Amen.
Not studying about politics in the world. Sow what God is in His word. Sow it into your heart. Before long, your heart becomes the ground for the seed. They say to me, how do you know? Papa, how come you can teach on business? I can teach on anything if I can grow the seed. If it can grow in my heart, I can explain it. I know the process. I know how it happened. That's why I can develop an arena in the business world. I can develop an understanding in the political world, education,
yes.
The other domains.
Yes.
as it will come. As God preserves my life, all other things. One of the things you got to attack is Bollywood. Hollywood. The media world. The arts, the drama. Got to change that. Because young generation, they are hooked to this. Are you listening? One of the clean avenues how you can develop that is through education. To start them young. Start drama. Teach them how to act. Clean, pure. So that they develop their talents, their skills. So that they don't have to drop their clothes and sleep with the producers in order to go to fame. Are you listening?
Yes.
We're going to take back that domain.
Yes.
But you got to sow seeds. Say, I must sow seeds
into my heart. Into
my heart. The seed of righteousness.
There's a
seed
that
will germinate the domain,
in my heart.
Whether it's business or politics, you got to sow. How come you got interested in politics? Somebody sow the seed. Something is there. It's growing, it's nurturing. Are you listening? The increase of this kingdom, there's no end. You become the best politician, you become a statesman. You become an educator and leave a legacy behind. You become a businessman and you become a philanthropist. You break every limit. That's why when I choose this call of God, I want to break every limit. People ask me, are you a prophet? I say, what do you want? I can sing, I can dance. I could do better before. I can take crusades, I can do anything. Why? Because if you don't sow the seeds, you'll never become. The seed creates the nature. It creates the tree. So stop asking God, why you not raise me up? You can find out inside your own heart what you have. If it is there, nurture the seed. If business is there, nurture the seed. If education is there, nurture the seed. If media is there, nurture the seed. Communication, some people can just write. They can write a lot. They are so imaginative. Some of them can draw. Some of them can write. Some of them can put it into words and sing. Some of them can put it into a dance. Are you listening?
Yes.
Some of them can combine dances. They can combine Malay dance, Chinese dance, all combine together and have fusion. There's no end to this. The increase of His kingdom, there's no end. When the kingdom begins to break out, you can start to develop it. That's why once you enter into the domain, like business for example, the door will start opening up. Because you develop as you go. You become better and better, sharper and sharper. You adjust your car according to the road. First you're driving in the highway. Are you listening?
Yes.
You can overtake and drive as fast as you want. If you're in the autobahn, you can go as far as long as your bonnet can stay on the car. Sometimes you go on the autobahn in Germany, the sound of the car just psh. Think, what is that? It's not a rocket, it's a car. Frightens you because they drive at such crazy speed, you don't know who is drunk, who is not drunk. Oh, well, be careful, there are Germans here. I almost wanted to say most Germans are drunk. But they're drunk with speed. People want to drive fast. I like to get in there myself. But I was being driven in a slow car on the weakest lane. I was saying, get behind me. I wanted to get in the car. But you know, the amazing thing is this. When God plants the seed in your heart, you'll begin to grow. You begin to nurture. Become stronger and stronger, become better and better. What you don't have, you already have. because God's going to give you wisdom, give you understanding. As you go, things are beginning to happen. Are you listening?
Yes.
When we go in Jesus' name, things are beginning to change.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
That's why you and I have to be very careful to keep on saying that we can't, we can't, we can't. When the opportunity is getting ready.
Yes.
When you enter, things will begin to open.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
And when you open, don't retract.
Yeah.
Go in, because the next one is going to be as easy as the last one. If the last one was tough, it's going to get easier and easier. Because the man is becoming better. The domains don't change. If you're a petty trader, the same principles you use to come up, you'll have to use it the next round. If you violate the principles of kingdom economics, when you go up higher, you go down. The rules are the same. You're the best runner, you still have to run the lane. The worst runner also had to run the lane. The third runner also had to run in the lane. The rules of engagement don't change. But the problem is, if you're sitting for a city councillor and you're running for the city councillor, it's the same as running for the top post too. Because the same devils attack you. It's only that it's on a wider field. It's a bigger pond. More things to watch out for. But still water, fish swims in water. Whether it's little water or a lot of water. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I want to pray that God will help you understand. When you
yes.
God begins increase in your life, there's no end.
Yes.
So you take the domain of education, it can only get better.
That's right.
Yes.
You don't take it, you'll be ignorant. The moment you take it, you become better and better, easier. The things that you never thought about, people that you never met, people that you never understood they were still existent, alive, materials that are available, help that is available, all those things are just waiting for you. Suddenly you enter in, the whole world becomes clear. Politics is also the same. It's frightening when you start thinking you are alone. You are not alone. God has gone before you.
Amen.
You want to start a business, God has gone before you.
Amen.
You want to enter, God has gone before you.
Yes.
He has frightened off your enemies more than you can believe.
Yes.
Cut off your competitors. Sometimes you just make sure they get caught in a traffic jam so that they don't come for the interview. And end up the person of five people, he was the only one that came in. Four others were caught in a traffic jam. God engineers the traffic jam.
Yes.
So that you can sit there and receive the place without competition.
Yes.
Hey, I know stories like this because I talk to so many people. Only God can do it. Are you listening? And that is what God can do. The increase of His kingdom, there is no end. You step into the education domain, political domain, the kingdom of God has all the provisions available. If He can connect with you and you can connect with Him, all that you need will become available. Are you listening? Talk to me, are you listening? Can you see why that's going to impact the church? Number eight. This kingdom will be given to a specific people. This kingdom will be given to a specific people. A pursued generation. A generation that God pursue after. A pursued generation.
Yeah.
When the kingdom manifests on earth, the people that are there, the Bible said the kingdom will not be given to another people, but to that people. For example, the educational domain for us. We are moving from Destiny Academy to Destiny International School in a short period of time. God spoke to us after 5 years we're going to become international school. This is our fifth year. And 2014 is a year of prophetic fulfillment. We are almost at the verge of receiving our final approval letter. But you know, when you enter in, there's no end. And the people who enter in, God will give it to them. You enter the domain, God will give you the domain. There'll be no struggle. That's why if you enter into politics, make sure that you enter into the kingdom. Because if you're part of the kingdom, you become kingdom delegate. Not just a political delegate. Are you listening? Can you imagine putting all these kind of people in the church? The church has to change. Imagine having Joseph, Nehemiah, Daniel all in your church members. Asking them to sit in the pew. You were in for trouble. Are you listening? Because we don't have those kind of people, that's why the church has no pressure to change. Kevin Corner said to me, the people who are coming to the church want more and more of less and less. He said, if I take all the time to share everything God has given to me, they'll be bored. They'll talk about constipation, indigestion. Very few people can sit down and take materials like you guys can do. That's why I value the people who come for our conference. They're not constipated. They want more and more. They come back again. They buy the CDs. They buy the tape. They're hungry for God. It makes life worth living. But for him, he said, I'm losing out. It's Kevin's own word. He said, I'm losing out. I cannot give. Because there's no congregation to give to. He said, that has forced me to put it on a book. So you go into your study, pour out your heart into paper. I said to him, Kevin, I'm different. I pour everything I have into hearts of people. I started the school of the prophets. Pour out everything I have from heart to heart. Can you imagine you have everything in your heart poured into paper? They don't talk back to you. I would have died long time ago. But some people can, some people cannot. I cannot live this way. I say, maybe that's your assignment. Put it all in books and then let the next generation read it. So when he wrote the book of Hebrews, he said, he wrote a compliment in that book and said, he hopes that my generation will live in the order of Melchizedek. It's difficult when you can see and you cannot lead. You can see the order, you can see things that God has planned, but nobody to lead to. You don't want to go. It's tough. But I thank God for you. You want to go. I ask you, do you want to go? Yeah. the kingdom will be given to that people. Amen.
Amen.
God will not cast you away. You take the challenge and step in, you'll increase. And God will give it to you. That's why for those of you who are pressing in the different domains, stay. You don't know what to do, I can help you. Don't know what to do, we can position you, pray for you, guard you, keep you. It was God's prophetic word to Pastor Brian concerning Patrick's. What was the prophecy? Can you tell me? Simple prophecy. I told Pastor Brian, don't worry about people who come to your church or leave your church. When Patrick becomes the deputy mayor of the city, you know that you've been successful. And then what happened? A short time after, how short? Within weeks, became the deputy mayor. Let's start it in every town. Are you listening? Things are going to happen. Some take longer, some take shorter. That doesn't mind the process, depending on how far you're going to go. God is gracious. Amen. God will give it to you. It's the Father's good desire to give you the kingdom. God don't want to hide anything. Listen, if He has given you Jesus, why must He hide anything else? Are you that dumb to calculate? He's given you Jesus, given you the Holy Spirit, given you all the promises, and now you want to hide this from you. You've got to be nuts. You've got to tighten the screw. God will give it to you. That's why the world is ours to own. You know, we used to sing, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. That's how you pass away. I'm not passing through anymore. Some people pass through and collect 200 as they go. But we want to stay and conquer.
Yes.
Change our Father's world.
Yes.
Bring the kingdoms of this world back to our King.
Yes.
Take every domain. Everything
yes.
that is lost must be returned.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Number 9. Those who possess the kingdom must continue to fight for the kingdom. There are great battles to be fought. Those who possess the kingdom must fight for the kingdom, because there are great battles to fight. The devil is not going to give up without a fight. Daniel 7. In verse 21, and I kept looking, and the horn was waging war with the saints and overpowering them. Have you got it?
Yes.
Until the Ancient of Days came, judgment was passed in favor of the saints of the highest one. And time arrived, say time arrived, when the saints took possession of the kingdom. Verse 25, he will speak out against the Most High and wear down the saints of the Highest One, and he will intend to make alteration in time and in law. They will be given into his hand for a time, times and half a time. One of the most difficult things to do as you enter into the domain is people keep changing laws. First they say you need this, then you enter, then they say we don't need this, we need something more. And they also change time. The way the devil messes up your life is stop you walking in time with God. If you don't walk in time with God, then you'll not be relevant. You'll not be on time, not in step with God. Sometimes you suddenly miss out all that God is saying because you're busy. You didn't hear while God is speaking. The Bible says when time arrived, the saints took possession of the kingdom. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
There's wars to fight. Say there are wars to fight.
Their cities to take.
Their nations to change.
Their
people together.
Their
nations to inspire.
We are world changers.
We are city takers.
We will possess the land.
Number 10. The kingdom of heaven will be set up on the earth as the kingdom of Christ. The kingdom of heaven will be set up on the earth as the kingdom of Christ. And he will reign forever and ever. All these kingdoms of the earth shall become the kingdom of our Christ. And he will reign forever and ever. Are you listening? That's why this is something physical. Something real. Something that will really happen. It's not something spiritual. Like close your eyes and you see the kingdom. I see the kingdom. Hallelujah. That's what church people have been sitting in the church for so long. Everything is spiritual. Nothing is real. Always vision, no fulfillment. Always dreaming, that's why they never wake up. You want a dream to come to pass, then wake up. Get somebody to kick you in the butt and wake you up. Because if you don't wake up, the dream will never come to pass. Because there's process. Without process, there's no progress. The church cannot handle this. Let me tell you this. Suddenly you're given the whole domain of 1,000 students. My church panic. It starts to rattle the church. Because can you imagine we have 1,000 students and 300 members? Seems to be like the domain of the school getting bigger than the church. Then suddenly God opened up the business arena, open up, hundreds of shops we can open, hundreds of businessmen rise up. The church becomes one of the domains. You cannot involve everybody in the school when they're so busy to all the programs in the church.
That's right.
Yeah. True.
You need to raise up new type of people in the church so that those who are in the domain can concentrate on the domain. You know, the people in the school are involved in the church, involved in worship team, involved in cell group, involved in everything. It's a full-time affair doing school. Plus they have to come on Saturday, have to come on Sunday, have to have on Thursday. Before long, these people will be way out because there's no time. We have to change the whole order of church. That's how the church is going to become reformed. You cannot command politicians to go to church every Sunday. And if politicians don't go to church every Sunday, the people say, bad Christian. God opened up the whole domain. How are we going to bring the guy to church every Sunday? The person is acting in the movie role. He's the next Tom Cruise. And he doesn't come to church. He thinks he's cruising along. Are you listening? How do we handle 5 politicians in your church? Must come for cell group. Must come for Bible study. Must come for prayer meeting. Must come for personal counsel. How are they going to be fit into our church? Because the church is becoming irrelevant. To prepare lessons for our students is a day and night affair. And they have to go to church beside all of this just because you will feel successful. We had 5 politicians today sitting in the front row. One of them dropped a big note. I'll be thinking like, wow, this is fantastic. Not everybody can come every Sunday. Sunday is not the end of the world. But to a lot of pastors, if they don't come on Sunday, no money. That's why pastors concentrate on attendance and offering. 2 signposts that they are successful. What is the collection? And how many people came? We got to have numbers that matter. If we have assigned them into a domain, we must make sure that they concentrate on the domain. So that they are successful. Are you listening?
Yes.
Why do you want to have a good Christian and a bad teacher?
That's right.
Good Christian but bad politician. When God put them in the political arena, we must make sure they are strong in that field. Are you listening?
Yes.
If you raise up a boxer and put him in the ring, don't call him for birthday. He's fighting. Send him the cake rather than pull him out from the ring. Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why I give you an added session so that you can get ready to let your church die. Because most of us don't want our church to change. Yet we want to take over the domains. Church must be reformed. We must become the demonstration of the kingdom, not the dark ages. Are you listening?
Yes.
So how many honestly are going to get ready to let the church fall to the ground, let it happen the way it should be?
Yes.
Place it on the altar and say, God, raise up a new church.
Yes.
We want to build church in birth Zion,
yes,
the city of the living God,
yes,
myriads of angels.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
So are you ready?
Yes.
I'm not saying that everything we're doing is wrong. We just need to change.
Yes.
And most of the politicians have to be out over the weekend. Because people are not free. A lot of functions are over the weekend. And they cannot be attending 52 weeks on a Sunday and still be successful. Next year they will be voted out. The problem is the church voted them out. Pastor, what do you think? The people are having a procession. They want me to be there. Don't go. The procession of God is more important. Okay, Pastor. Amen. They stay here worshiping God. 52 weeks later, they are still here. Nobody wants them anymore. God gave them a domain. We must prepare them. I'm not saying they should not attend church. Their priority has to change a little. The focus. That doesn't mean they're not loyal to God. Please. We must be small-minded to think that those who don't come to church are not loyal. If every Sunday the people didn't come, I scold the people who came. For all the people who didn't come. And most pastors do that. Three families did not come. The 73 that is here gets scolded for the three who did not come. That's not fair. Are you listening?
Yes.
I'm saying that the church we design must change.
Yes.
People must know that you are relevant for them. If they're politicians, they are in media and communication, we must be able to empower them and how to do it. And how to do it well. When we come back, let's pick this up.
Amen.
Amen.